Well, never in my wildest dreams did I ever imagine that our guest of this moment would ever be on a show, mainly because he's based in Australia, but also because when I listen to him, it's hard to believe that he is actually of this time in any way at all. It feels like he's stepped out of 1928, and how he comes and stands before us, I can't tell you. But anyway, C.W. Stone King, welcome.
Thank you.
Please play us a couple of tunes, and we'll talk to you later.
Right, this number here is a tune which I wrote after I was living down in New Orleans. I used to go down the street market a bit. And one day I saw something funny taking place, which gave me the idea for this number. It's a tune called Dodo Blues. Starts out down in the street market itself, something like this here. Hey, Bob! Hey, Bob! Say, what's that old bird you got up there in that cage? Why, this here the old Dodo Bird. The Dodo Bird, sure ain't you never heard a Dodo Bird before. No, I never even see one before. But that's because it's the last one in existence. Said the last one in, well, the last one in the world, see? So what you doing with it then? That I'm just trying to make some money. Man, see this here always is a old singing Dodo Bird. Well, that's a singing Dodo Bird, hey? That's right. Say, what you doing down there, old Dodo Bird? Well, I'm just sitting down in just sitting down in this cage gonna sing a tune. Well, let's hear it then. Nothing can be right when everything is wrong. Nothing can be wrong when I'm walking with my baby. I wish that I was. I said nothing. Nothing can be right when everything is wrong. Nothing can be wrong when I'm walking with my baby. I wish that I was. Let me tell you about now. My baby quit me for a long time. So long. I got bad luck and misery, but I sure like no to have a nagging old daughter boy. And if you give me $5, I'll let you know all about now. Look here. Anytime that I telephone, she don't return my call. If I can't smile when I feel blue, man, I never smile at all. Beep, bop, bop, dee, boo. What the hell? Oh, Lord. That's the old Dodo Blues there, folks. I'd like to play a song now, which is a tune which I didn't write, but I found out about it when I was living down in Trinidad. It was wrote by a fella from there, whose name was Wilmuth Houdini. He made this song called The Brave Son of America. I put it on my new album called Jungle Blues. One, two, three. His name would always be recorded in history. His name would always be recorded in history. It gives me inspiration to sing his heroic stand in the Philippines. No man can be braver than General MacArthur, the son of America. Traditional warrior at his side, he gave the Japanese the first surprise. For when they call on him to surrender, I am an American was his answer. And in the name of democracy, I will die for freedom and liberty. No man can be braver than General MacArthur, the son of America. Go think George Washington and General Lee, even Hale and Patrick Henry, Abe Lincoln emancipating slavery. But we'll read on MacArthur when he's gone, for he's a genius if one was ever born. No man can be braver than General MacArthur, the son of America. That lasts so long. This vocabulary that is listing me, it is owing to my high class propensity. I'm not versed in psychology, but I'm a man who can sing intelligently. I say they come no braver than General MacArthur, the son of America.
Brave Son of America from the brand new Jungle Blues album by C.W. Stone King, but performed here by C.W. and the Primitive Horn Orchestra, our own special version, making great use of the cavernous space that is Maydeville Studios here. Well done, C.W., thank you.
Thank you.
So this is a new record to me. Up until now, I've only known you from the King Hokum album.
Yeah.
Are the horns that we've heard on these two songs featured all the way through this album now, or is it move around?
There's more horns on there than the last record. And, yeah, I always make the record a bit bigger than what I can afford to take around on the road. So there's saxophones and clarinets and all manner of things, African drumming.
And that song by Wilmuth Houdini.
Yeah.
A Trinidadian who more or less
more
or less used his own name, but maybe he wasn't really called Houdini, because they all called themselves the Growler and the
Yeah, his real name was Frederick Hendricks or something, I think.
Okay.
But yeah, that's right. They had the big names.
And I have a hard time keeping up with your stories to know which of them have got any grain of truth in or not. But were you in Trinidad ever, in fact?
Yeah, I was over there after I was in New Orleans. And I've been into the Calypso music for a while, so I went to see what I could find out about it.
Okay, so the circumstances that have brought you here is this amazing event hosted by C6 Steve. So I just wanted to play something by our host himself, C6 Steve, whose story has been so extraordinary over the last year or so. And this is from his wonderfully titled Started Out With Nothing, still got most of it left, Walking Man. Right, lined up before us is the... all but one. There's one completely prone. I don't think he's going to be involved in this particular song. The Primitive Horn Orchestra and C.W. Stone King. Oh, he's up on his feet.
I'm going to play. This song is a tune you wouldn't know, but my new record, Jungle Blues, is I got inspired to make it. It's about a shipwreck I was in back in November in 1995. And this is a tune I wrote about when I was in Africa, kind of a bit romanticised because it's a romantic style tune. It's a little number called Jungle Lullaby. It was deep in the jungles of Africa, where the bugs are thick as fleas, and the heat would drive sane men crazy, and the water's full of disease. I went out walking with a beautiful girl, with a spotted little honey step of flies. We laid down under the bamboo trees. I sang that jungle lullaby. That night when we got back into town, there was excitement in the air. I heard there was a party over that officer's club. So I took that gal on over. Man, we walked in that joint. August playing so sweet, I thought I'd die. I got up on that old bandstand, sang that jungle lullaby.
So beautiful, and it takes me back to my very young days, CW, because among the earliest records I ever listened to were Kid Ory with Bunk Johnson and that kind of thing. And so it's amazing to be in a room with these musicians. Could you just name who you've got with you today?
Yes, I can. Well, I'll give it my best shot because I only just met some of them, so I'm going to get it wrong, but maybe we can squeeze some comedy out of it. We got Mr. Richard Tide on there.
Close, but no cigar.
Pipe. Mr. Richard Pite, playing the bass and the tuba with us today. On the drums, all the way from Australia via Denmark, is my drummer, Mr. Oliver Brown. Another English fella here on the trombone. His name is Darren Hamilton.
Nice try, Danny. Danny boy.
And... not C6 Steve, we have Jetlag Steve here, also from Australia. His name is Mr. Stephen Grant on the cornet. You can hear him play just about every other record instrument as well on my records.
Okay.
Because he also provides a bit of saxophone, piano, and all manner of other things.
Well, I'm thrilled to have him.
He's like my Swiss Army knife, Stephen Grant.
Oh, that's handy.
So... this last tune we're going to play for you. When I was living down in New Orleans, I was trying to get work as a musician, but not real doing too good at it. So the job that I ended up was working in a hoodoo doctor's office. And I got inspired when I heard about this particular thing which a person could get made if they wanted to, kind of love charm with the name of Love Me or Die. And so I was thinking about murder ballads and things like this and jungle music for my jungle record. And I decided to write a jungle calypso murder ballad about a dude who makes one of these Love Me or Die hoodoo charms. So I come up with this number here. It's called the Love Me or Die. Sounds something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Some fingernail, a piece of her dress, a pocketary devil BS. I will relate the piteous consequence of my mistake, falling slave to passing desire, making it dread. jungle primeval green. She had the looks of a beauty queen. No bangles or chain, wearing broken shoe. 75-cent bottle perfume. I said good morning, I tipped my hat. All the while I was cunning like a rat. Smiling gaily, looked her in the eye. I felt in my pocket to love me or die. From days of old, membership, secret society, high and wealth in my family. But Matilda, darling, why you don't take my wedding ring? Like a demon under the floor, bury the hoodoo down the back door. Fever strike Matilda down. 9:30 the doctor arrive. Priest come running 4:45. Standing in the weeds early next day, I saw the meat wagon rolling away. I seen Matilda laying in the back, her own mother wearing a suit of black. To come, I know her spirit is down beneath. I hear the weeping and gnashing of the teeth. Friend of hell licked at my feet. In the shadow of the jungle, I fear the heat. Matilda's waiting in hell for me too. All 'cause she died from a bad voodoo.
Wonderful. The Love Me or Die from C.W. Stone King. And all four songs that have been performed tonight can be found on the brand new album Jungle Blues, which I have not yet heard. All I've heard is these versions of it on King Hokum Records, and the website is cwstoneking.com. C.W., thank you so much.
Thank you, and, Charlie.
And Primitive Horn Orchestra members, all on their feet. Fantastic. Thanks so much. All right, what have I got to play?